Hi there. The word for you today is on God's reward system. In 1 Corinthians 3 verse 14, Paul writes, "He will receive his reward." Question: how will God evaluate and reward you for what you did for him during your lifetime here on earth? Well, based on three tests. The first is the relationship test. The life God rewards isn't a life of performance apart from relationship with him. Jesus pointed out in his famous parable of the vine, John 15, that unless you abide in him and obey his commandments, you will not bear any fruit. As a matter of fact, he commended the church at Ephesus for their good works and then turned around and condemned them because they hadn't kept their love for him alive. Listen to what he said. "I know your works, your labor, your patience. Those are all good things. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." The second test is called the motive test. Jesus said to the Pharisees in Matthew 6, "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward in heaven." Note the words, "to be seen." What should our motive be? Answer: to serve God and bring glory to him. Even simple things. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, simple things like eating and drinking can be done to the glory of God. On the other hand, your most religious actions are worthless if your motive is just to enhance your own ego and reputation. The third test is the love test. Jesus in Luke 6:35 says, "Love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great." When it comes to good works, why is always more important than what? In 2 John 8, we read, "Look to yourselves, that you do not lose those things you worked for, and that you receive a full reward." So keep your heart pure, and keep your motives right, and God will reward you.